Welcome to the Flight at Home Show, your ACTA source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metcha. Great show for you this weekend. Friends, we've got an exciting event happening next weekend, and so I brought a couple of friends in to discuss this opportunity, and here's where we're going with the show this weekend. Real estate encompasses community, because community actually affects real estate. It's sort of this left-hand, right-hand thing. We're going to unpack that a little bit further with our guests. Before I welcome them to the show, let me thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So in the studio with me, well-known communitarian Margaret Baca and good friend of mine. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And now, Margaret, you're bringing a new friend of mine, Chris Sidmore, with the Flathead Food Bank.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Man, thanks for me. So what is your role with the Flathead Food Bank?
Yeah. So at the Flathead Food Bank, I've got the honor to act as a executive director.
Okay, cool. And Margaret, you're on the board.
Yep. Been on the board for over 3 years, and Flathead Food Bank is very fulfilling work.
Yes, it is. Actually, let's talk about that for just a second. What is the purpose of the food bank? I mean, I know what it sounds like. However, let's talk about that. Like,
yeah.
It fills a need, correct?
It does, yeah. I mean, I'll answer it in a two-part response, if that's all right.
Sure.
Our mission statement is to feed the Flathead Valley.
Nice, okay.
We partner with other organizations out there and other key players to fulfill that mission. And really, in a sense, the way that I've come to view it, and I think, you know, I'd speak for our board, is we've got the community and so many business partners and individuals that just absolutely love the people, and we have people in need, and it's kind of a clearinghouse or a conduit where,
yeah,
you know, the Valley can take care of those in need.
Absolutely. It is a great vehicle for the Valley to serve the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. It's fun. It's fulfilling. So, and I did mention the fun word, Margaret.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that in a minute too, because we got a big event happening next weekend, right?
Yes, we do. It's going to be lots of fun.
Chris, how long have you been with the Flathead Food Bank?
I'm going on a whopping about 5 months now.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. Fresh blood. Is he doing okay, Margaret?
He's doing great. He's made a lot of improvements, and I think he'll tell you about it, but he's been awesome at driving food costs down, which is helping our efficiency a lot.
Very, very cool. We have an invitation for you, friends, to have a lot of fun next weekend. Before we get there, though, because this is a once a year thing, I think, how do we contribute or participate with the food bank on a more regular basis? Because the need is year long, right?
It is, yeah. And the three big asks that we have is, I think there's three direct ways to get involved. We're also looking for finances. You know, I think for myself, when I go shopping,
sure,
you know, it's
sure
expensive just for me, let alone feeding,
right,
you know, thousands of people a
right,
month.
Right.
So all these things can be done at our webpage. It's flatheadfoodbank.com.
Oh, very cool.
There's a donate tab, mm-hmm, and we take resources. You can drop off food. Another great way is to volunteer. One of the ways that we really stretch a dollar is through volunteers. So whether it's, you know, an office wants to bring a team down for the day, or you want to get involved in one of our events, lots of opportunities. And then the third way that I think is a pretty easy ask, and it helps out tremendously, is signing up for our newsletter.
Okay, cool.
Nice. Gets the word out. It, you know, when we go to present to a business, we can say, hey, this is going out to X amount of people. So,
and we can sign up there on your website?
Exactly.
Flatheadfoodbank.com?
Exactly. And then if someone really wants to be a champion, they can sign up and tell a couple of their friends.
So Chris and Margaret, about half my show audience, I believe, is in the real estate community as professionals. Myself, mm-hmm, my wife, and, you know, 1,300 others are a member of our association. Mm-hmm. And the other half of the show is the general public. So what I love about this is right in the middle of both of those, right? Because I'm going to say this, friends, and I'm going to talk to my professionals for a second here. Money is only good for the good that money can do. And I'm going to repeat that because it's worth it. Money is only good for the good that money can do. And here's where I'm going with that one. Flatheadfoodbank.com. You get that commission check, make a donation. You get that commission check, tithe to your community, because your industry is impacted by the community and impacts the community, right? So, flatheadfoodbank.com. Right.
Exactly.
Said it was number one.
Exactly.
On your list,
right? Number one. You know, and I'll throw another one out there, Justin, if I may. You know, like most people in the Valley, I've got a number of friends that are real estate agents, and I'm constantly telling them, man, come to these events.
Yeah.
I mean, again, Margaret's the absolute pro at this, but I started going to these galas, and there's just tons of people there. I mean, if you want to network and you want to meet people, come to the galas. You support us, and you'll be rubbing shoulders with everyone.
That's a great segue for fun. I believe that's your category, right, Margaret?
That's my category.
I know where you are. There is fun that follows. So what is shaking with the Flathead Food Bank? What are we doing next weekend?
Well, we've had this awesome group of board members and volunteers, and we've come up with the idea of a Mardi Gras gala. So it's going to be Friday, February 23rd at the Red Lion.
Okay, so that's next week. Next weekend.
Yep.
So tickets still available?
Tickets are available. Yep. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Turn it into a date night.
Turn it into a date night.
Yeah, for those of you who slacked on Valentine's Day, you have another shot at it, right?
Exactly. We're going to have live music, live jazz. We're going to have live performers and dancers, pop-up dances.
So wait a minute. I don't think I've heard of this before. Is this a first-time thing?
Yes, it's our first inaugural Mardi Gras gala.
Okay. So, Margaret, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, I have to ask you a question because to me that seems a little bit of a... what's the word? Oxymoron? Mardi Gras? Gala? Because gala is kind of formal. Mardi Gras is beads, maybe? Let's talk about that after the break. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Chris and Margaret of the Flathead Food Bank. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Talking about community, talking about getting connected in the community and actually also having fun in the community, because that's also real estate, friends. In the studio with me, Chris and Margaret of the Flathead Food Bank. And we're talking about having a lot of fun next weekend, Friday night.
Friday night, the 23rd, Mardi Gras.
Flatheadfoodbank.com, and you can learn more about this Mardi Gras gala. Before we took the break, I threw it at you, Margaret. I said, wait a minute, this is kind of like jumbo shrimp. It's a little bit of an oxymoron for me because when I think Mardi Gras, I think Mardi Gras. I definitely don't think gala. When I think gala, I think like I start to dress like Matt Desch over here in a tux and I feel very formal. Do you realize he has the biggest house in the Valley? Anyways, tell us, how should we show up to this?
Well, good question. A lot of ladies around, especially on social media, are asking that question. How many sequins? What should I wear? Should I wear a mask? The answer is yes, if you'd like to, or you can show up in jeans. It's really whatever you feel comfortable in. It doesn't have to be super fancy. It's not a masquerade ball. You can bring a mask. We'll have masks and beads available.
Oh, fun.
But really, whatever you'd like. It can be casual, or it can be as fancy as you'd like it to be.
So it's actually just fun.
Just fun.
Completely
and
inclusive.
Amazing food. You mentioned shrimp. We're going to have a full Cajun buffet.
Love it. Oh, man, that's awesome. So who came up with this idea? This sounds super cool.
Well, it's actually a committee of board members, and we started this idea before Chris even joined the food bank, so he can't take too much credit for it.
I'll try.
Sounds like you got a good board there. Yeah, that's awesome.
And the coolest thing I haven't mentioned yet, we're going to have stilt walkers.
Stilt walkers. So this straight up is... Bourbon Street, Mardi Gras, New Orleans, probably a little safer for the kids.
If you saw the opening of the halftime show at the Super Bowl, it's going to be kind of like that.
You know what? This comes at a good time of the year because some of us, in fact, quite a lot of us already celebrated cabin fever days up in Hungry Horse. However, for the rest of us, we're still kind of feeling that, right? It's this time of year where the sun kind of hides behind clouds a lot, you know, fortunately, we still have some pretty good snow. So for those of us who are on the hills, we're still having a good time. However, we know that those days are ending soon. So it kind of gets a little bit stuck, right? And here you are towards the end of February saying, we're not done having fun. Let's have some fun. Gosh, I think this is perfect timing.
It's perfect timing. And we're going to have amazing beverages as well. Featured cocktail is going to be the Hurricane, straight from New Orleans.
Straight from New Orleans. It is a New Orleans drink. All right, cool. I'm there. This sounds like a great time. And what a great cause. You know what? I love it when we can highlight a really good effort in our community, an effort that impacts thousands, that touches the lives of families and in our community in a very deep way. And we can support it by having a lot of fun. I mean, what a perfect combo. I do love the idea, though, Chris, that we can support the Flathead Food Bank year-round. Mm-hmm. And I love that you picked a really easy website for me to say and remember, flatheadfoodbank.com. Wow, that's amazing, yeah. Right? And I can go there. As a real estate professional, you know, money is only good for the good that money can do. So grab that commission check and tithe. Mm. Give back to your community. And Flathead Food Bank is a very great way to do that because you're impacting people who need it a lot. Right? I mean, gosh, look, we've all been sticker shocked at the grocery store recently. I mean, I was just there yesterday thinking, how many hundreds of dollars do I have to do, you know, do I have to spend here? And I know that there are people out there struggling to just simply do that. So what a great way, what a great resource that you and Margaret and the rest of the board lead.
Yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, it's working class families. It's, you know, the grandma that broke her hip and she's still working and just needs a little bit of help. And just like you're talking about, you know, if we strengthen our community, I think it pays dividends to everyone.
Absolutely. And we know that. As speaking to the professional community, look, you wouldn't have a community to sell if it wasn't great.
Yeah.
So keep it great and deposit into it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to bring up, Chris, as you're describing the need, would you agree with me that it's somewhat invisible? Like, this is not a very visual need because it's hard to see. Right? Well, you don't know people's pantries.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they know their pantries, and they're very grateful that we have this resource because prior, if they didn't have this resource, what happens next? Then it becomes crisis. A little bit more visual, right? And I love that you're here to bridge that gap.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell us a little bit more. We have just another minute about Margaret. Yes.
I just want to say the Flathead Food Bank and most food banks in Montana operate at a very high level of personal dignity. So we try to make it as comfortable for people to come in and shop.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, many years ago where you just get handed a box and you don't know what you're getting.
Sure.
They get to pick and choose what they like.
Wonderful.
And Chris can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I think the way that I could really describe the food bank in a nutshell is the other day we had a group from Cayuse Prairie with their principal. They came in and they're packing backpacks that are going out to other kids that need these backpacks to have food for the weekend.
Wonderful.
So like you're saying, it's not things that we always see, but we send out 14,000 backpacks a year to kids in school.
Wow.
And by coming to these galas, by supporting, you know, you're directly helping kids, you're directly helping your neighbors.
I want you to really visualize that, friends. Come to the gala. Have a good time and celebrate your community at the same time knowing that that money is going right into that kid's backpack, right into that family's pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you grab your commission check, friends, tithe and give to the Flathead Food Bank because you know that every dollar that you do that with is going towards somebody's tummy in your community. Friends, this is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. I want to thank you for listening to this show. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, have fun. Hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.